Your taxes hold the key.
Today, March 15, is Tax Day, the due date for filing and paying your income tax return for 2012 and your estimated return for 2013. Special arrangements are in place at tax offices across the island. Some of our offices will be opened later and have special lines to accommodate last-minute filing. You may file and pay online or in-line, so don't delay. File today. Remember, compliance action can be taken for non-filing as early as March 16. These include being brought before the court, estimated assessment raised, penalty and interest applied. For further information, call our customer care center at 1-888-TAX-HELP or visit our website at jamaicatax.gov.jm. This has been Your Tax Tip in 60 Seconds, brought to you by Tax Administration Jamaica.
Your taxes hold the key.
The award ceremony for the Prime Minister's Youth Award for Excellence is to be staged in another few days. Several outstanding young Jamaicans are to be honored for their contribution to Jamaica. Find out more on Get the Facts. 29 outstanding young men and women have been nominated for this year's Prime Minister's Youth Award for Excellence. Obviously, not all will receive the Prime Minister's Youth Award, but all nominees will be honored at the award ceremony, scheduled for Emancipation Park, Sunday, March 24 at 4 p.m.
This event will honor the nominees and recipients of the Prime Minister's Youth Award named in 2012. And it's under the theme Youth on a Mission Project 2062. And the whole idea is to create an experience, a youth-driven, youth-oriented, youth-created experience that is all about expression of youth talent, youth excellence, and looking ahead towards the future. And that is what this event would do.
Producer for the Prime Minister's Youth Award, Youth in Concert, Gregory Sims. The Prime Minister's Youth Award for Excellence is a prestigious honor bestowed on youth aged 15 to 24 years who have excelled in different fields. These are
entrepreneurship, journalism, agriculture, arts and culture. There are nominees in leadership, academics, youth in service, international achievement, and sports.
The event, staged under the auspices of Prime Minister Portia Simpson Miller, is geared towards recognizing the work of young people in Jamaica.
It's her awards function, and she recognizes the hard work that young people everywhere, Jamaican youth especially, put up, you know, under some really tough circumstances sometimes to produce excellence all the time.
Applications for the awards were previously submitted to the Ministry of Youth and Culture, and nominees were shortlisted by a selection committee.
I believe we received some 70 out of these applications, and then from these applications are shortlisted. These shortlisted members are interviewed by a selection panel, selection committee, who confirm some of these shortlisted individuals as nominees and recipients of the awards on approval by the Prime Minister.
Producer for the Prime Minister's Youth Award, Youth in Concert, Gregory Sims. The awards ceremony is being organized by the Jamaica Cultural Development Commission in collaboration with the Ministry of Youth and Culture. So, come on out to the Emancipation Park, Sunday, March 24, for the Prime Minister's Youth Awards, being held under the theme Youth on a Mission, Project 2062. And that's where we leave you on this edition of Get the Facts. Join us again next time. I'm Prince Moore.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.